Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. For He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. And you can find today's text copy of Devotions of a Pastor, taken from John 21, 15 through 19. Devotions, the Devotions of a Pastor. You can find them right there on the front page at voiceofvision.org. And the original date that this airs, you'll also find it on our blog, which you'll see the whole text copy, and you're able to leave comments or check the archives, and you can always see the text copy. Of course, on voiceofvision.org, we've got the daily blog. You hit that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Or hit sermons, and you can use the filter there to find the radio broadcast or our sermons. You can find out about Riverside Christian Fellowship and all of those sorts of things that are pertaining to what we do here. Well, we're going to get right into this today. And again, it's called The Devotions of a Pastor. And we're taking it again from John 21, verses 15 through 19. The question we want to answer is, how can we know if a ministry is led by a real man of God? What makes for a good biblical pastor? What should we look for in calling a man to be pastor of our church? If you're on a search committee, a pastoral pulpit committee, and you're thinking, what type of things should we be looking for? Well, this text gives us four basic clues, and I'm going to go into the depth with them, and I'll probably put this on a PDF form, or you can email me, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org, and we'll get into this. Now, let's read John 21, verses 15 through 19. The setting is that Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's about to rise to the Father and descend, and then send the Holy Spirit down. And he's talking to Peter beforehand. And here he is, and he says, "When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him a second time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go.' This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, 'Follow me.'" And so again, I have four points that I want to get to today that talk about what we should be looking for in a real man of God. What makes a good biblical pastor? What should we look for if we're on a pulpit committee and we're calling a man to be pastor of our church? Or you're going from a church to another church, you're moving to a new town, you're looking for the right church, you want the right sort of pastor. Okay. First thing, the devotion to Jesus. The devotion to Jesus. He says, "Do you love me?" Me. Love of Christ is first and foremost. If the man loves Jesus, okay, he will lead, protect, and teach his church, his bride. If he is faithful to Christ, he will be faithful to his people. Now, that seems obvious, and a lot of people would say, well, you know, Pastor, I get that, but how does that look? You know, how do we test that? And let me turn to 2 Corinthians 4:5. I just want to read something quickly here. And it says, "For we proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." So how do we test the devotion to Jesus? Well, the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Luke 6:44 through 46. We know that what is God is, you know, a man is treasuring in his heart. If it's God, it's going to come out. And what's in a man's heart will come out when he's given a chance to speak. And so you might look on to sermon audio or find some tapes or ask him, or when you hear him more than once, you know, over a cross section and several topics of sermons, does he preach Christ? Is Christ or the man on display? What's his primary focus? Are his messages mostly about social issues, felt needs, politics, and earthly priorities, you know, give and get and all these sorts of things, and, you know, making the upward call, you know, the upward mobility and type of things, or mostly politics, or, you know, felt needs and sentimentality or social issues? All these things can be part of a message, but is that the main message? Many men will say, oh, no, it's not, but what does, you know, the proof's in the pudding? What do you see? What do you hear? Do they put themselves at the center of the preaching? Is it always personal anecdotes? Do they say, look what the Lord has done in me, or look at the Lord through me? Is it hard to find Christ in their sermons? Devotion to Jesus. You can tell what a man is interested in by what he preaches about. Devotion to Christ. Do you love me? The second thing I want us to notice about the devotions of a pastor, devotion to Jesus, then devotion to the Bible. He says, feed my sheep. Devotion to Jesus, do you love me? Devotion to the Bible, feed my sheep. How do you feed the sheep? With the Bible. The Bible must be the man's textbook. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 4:5, you see Paul telling Timothy that he needs to preach the word. And in season and out of season, there'll be a time when men don't want to hear it anymore, and they'll heap up teachers with itching ears. They'll have itching ears to speak it, or itching tongue to speak, and they'll have itching ears to hear it. And the central responsibility, though, is to get people to submit to the Word of God. The central responsibility of a pastor, of course, is to be devoted to Jesus and devoted to the Bible, to feed people the Word of God, because that is what builds them up. And they need to rightly divide the word of truth and be a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed. Does the man know his Bible? Is he talking about Jesus, and is he talking about Scripture? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And if a man is being led by the Spirit, he will be speaking of Scripture. Is Scripture on his tongue? Is the man a man of the Word? Now, how do we discern that? Again, listening to what he does teach, already has taught, and what he's teaching now. How do we discern if the man has a devotion to the Bible? Well, there's some questions we can ask. Does he teach that the Bible is the rule for faith and practice? Does he just go certain areas and not at certain areas? Does he always bring in psychology or the latest book, or talk about movies more than he talks about the Word of God? Does he feel like he has to do other things to get people to listen to the Word of God? Or does he treat it like the authority? Does he treat it as if it is sufficient, as if it is clear, as if it is powerful, as if it is trustworthy, as if it trumps experience, as if it is sufficient for faith and practice? Does he teach about the holiness of God, God's wrath, the eternal judgment, and hell that awaits those that don't love and have been saved by Jesus Christ? Does he say, well, that's not, you know, I'm not called to do that? Yes, they are. Does he teach about sin and repentance? Does he teach about justification by faith alone? Does he teach about the full deity, the substitutionary atonement, and the physical resurrection of Jesus? Does he just look out and have give you little pieces of the Bible, or does he give you the whole counsel of God, repentance towards God, faith in Jesus Christ? Does he teach the great doctrines of the Bible, or does he say doctrine doesn't matter? Is he just trying to get you to be happy, or is he trying to get you to be holy? But is he trying to do both? Does he teach you about your call to the responsibility to follow Christ? Holy living, righteousness, growing in grace, sanctification, and all that? Are all his sermons just evangelistic? Now, they present the evangel, Jesus Christ, yes, but does he ever talk about growing in grace, sanctification, or is he an antinomian, you know, no law? Does he say, you know, this is, it doesn't matter anymore. Just live like you want to. Or does he call people to holy live? We've been called with a holy call in 2 Timothy. We've been called with a holy call in 2 Timothy 1:9, 1:19. We know that. You know, the foundation of the Lord stands sure and has this seal on it. The Lord knows those who are his, and also that those that name the name depart from iniquity. So what are we looking for in a man of God? What makes for a good biblical pastor? What should we look for in calling a man to be pastor of our church? What should we look for if we are looking for A pastor going around to churches? Devotion to Jesus. Do you love me? Devotion to the Bible. Feed my sheep. The third thing, devotion to the church. Not just the idea of universal church, but to the local church. Does the man believe in having a local church? Jesus said, my lambs. Is his priority to tend and feed the church, not the world? In Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, we see that the focus is to build up the body of Christ, to build up the flock in sanctification, and promote their growth in holiness that they might go out in the world. A man who's a good pastor, a man who's really been called by God, his priority isn't redeeming the culture or attracting seekers who don't believe in Christ. It isn't that he doesn't interact with the community at all, but that he primarily involves himself with the community of Christ. Personal evangelism is important for him, but discipling is a must. Feed my lambs. Is he interested in attracting big numbers? Is he trying to grow the church, or is he trying to grow the people? That's what I'm getting at. That's a tough one. And we see all too often the other these days. Do anything you can. We should be doing all we can to be devoted to Jesus, be devoted to the Bible, and be devoted to the church, the actual sheep in the church. The last point I want to get to today is where Jesus, at the end of this conversation, said, follow me. Do you love me? Devotion to Jesus. Feed my sheep. Devotion to the Bible. My lambs. Devotion to the church. Follow me. A devotion to holiness. And this gets into those famous, if you know anything about pastoring there, the qualification list, the character qualifications of Titus 1, 5 through 9, and 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, are the fruit of the Spirit evident in the man's life? Does the man lead a godly life worthy to be emulated? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Lots of places where it says, follow them when you know their end of their conversation. You know what they're acting like. You know what it's about. Is the man devoted to holiness? Hebrews 6:12 gives us the picture of being diligent in devotion. Lots of scriptures I could get to, and in the text copy you'll see plenty of those. But that's the point. Is the man devoted to holiness? If he's devoted to Jesus, devoted to the Bible, devoted to the local church, he will be devoted to holiness. And this isn't about perfection. That's not what we're talking about. We're not saying the man has to be fully developed in all these areas. But he should have all four of these criteria as the dominant direction in his life. Do you love me? Devotion to Jesus. Feed my sheep. Devotion to the Bible. My lambs, devotion to the church. Follow me, devotion to holiness. Again, it's not about perfection. These are some of the same things we should be concerned with for our own lives. One of the most important ways to be discerning as far as evaluating a pastor is concerned is by being diligent to pursue godliness ourselves. Like Peter said, grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I could just go on and on. But the devotions of a pastor, that's what you're looking for. That's what you ought to be practicing in your own life. Well, that's all the time we have left for this edition of the Voice of Vision broadcast. Well, we'll see you next time. Hopefully we're meeting that. Pray for me too. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.